Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
When I say electric car, you probably think of a Tesla or maybe a Chevy Bolt. And let's be honest, the car you're imagining, it probably has a sort of strange shape. Maybe it's a bit ugly, and it's almost definitely a small four-door sedan. But just a few days ago, a company called Rivian unveiled something different, the first electric pickup truck to hit the market. And this rugged off-road vehicle isn't the only thing helping Rivian stand out. Bob Sorokanich recently reviewed the R1T truck for Road & Track magazine. He's here to tell us about it. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Adam. How's it going?
Great. So let's talk about Rivian. For folks who don't know, what is Rivian? How long has the company been around, and who are they trying to sell their trucks to?
So Rivian started out in 2009. It was founded by a man named RJ Scaringe. He had a lifetime dream of starting a car company. And basically, the moment he got out of engineering school, he started this company. And initially, when RJ Scaringe started this company, he wanted to build a small, affordable sports car. But over the years of development, he and his team decided that they would have more of an impact if they built electric vehicles, and then specifically electric pickup trucks and SUVs.
We're at the very beginning of what needs to be a macro shift away from running our vehicles on carbon-based fuels towards running our vehicles on stored electrons. And to do that, we have to be looking at every segment, whether that's trucks or sedans or commercial vehicles.
And so in 2018, we got our first look at these first two vehicles that they were building, the R1T pickup truck and the R1S SUV.
So you got to drive the R1T recently. In your review for Road & Track, you said that it was, quote, revolutionary. You say that driving it feels like what off-roading was always meant to be. Tell me more about that experience. How'd you like it?
So the biggest differences between a regular conventional vehicle and an electric vehicle is an electric vehicle is silent, it has no gears, and it can have crazy power and crazy acceleration. I got to drive the Rivian R1T on an off-road trail and also on, you know, winding back roads and on a major interstate. And it's just such a revolutionary feeling to be driving a big pickup truck, you know, a large vehicle that is completely silent, that accelerates like a sports car, and that has the capability of a hardcore off-road vehicle. I mean, the Rivian R1T, the spec says it does 0 to 60 in 3 seconds flat, which is right up there with like the fastest Ferraris and Lamborghinis on earth. And it's a pickup truck. You can put your mountain bike or your kayak in the back and go camping with it.
So what are the ways that the truck takes advantage of the fact that it's run on batteries?
I think the biggest thing is the Rivian pickup truck has so much more storage space than a conventional pickup truck because they don't need to give up space for an engine and a transmission and a gas tank. Like a lot of electric vehicles, the Rivian's batteries are all stored in the floor below the seats. So that frees up a lot of space. It also keeps the weight very low in the chassis of the vehicle, which gives it a low center of gravity. So when you're driving on the road, it takes corners like a sports car. You know, it doesn't have that wobbly, high-riding sensation that most pickup trucks have. And, you know, that combined with the crazy amount of acceleration this thing has, when you're driving on the street, it feels like a sports car. And this combination of capabilities where on the road, it accelerates super quickly, it takes corners very sure-footedly, and then you can go off-road and climb up a mountain with this thing. It's kind of shocking.
And EVs have been around for years. Why has it taken so long to get an electric pickup?
So First of all, everybody is concerned about battery range with electric vehicles. And the easiest way to increase your battery range is to make a small, lightweight, aerodynamic, low-to-the-ground vehicle. With a pickup truck, you've got something that's high off the ground, that's not very aerodynamic. It's also very heavy, and all of these things impact your ability to get more battery range out of a charge. Plus, pickup trucks are working vehicles. They need to be able to carry heavy loads of cargo, and they often need to be able to tow a heavy trailer. And for a while, these were things that the commonly available electric vehicles couldn't do. They just didn't have the power or the durability or the range to be able to do these things. And so what we're seeing now is we finally have electric motors that have the power capacity to do all of this towing and hauling. And battery technology has improved to where we finally are able to give these pickup trucks the kind of driving range that customers want.
So speaking of electric trucks, Tesla announced an electric truck a couple years ago, the Cybertruck. How do you think it will stack up against a truck like the R1T?
It's really hard to say because I've driven the Rivian R1T. A bunch of my colleagues in the automotive press have driven the R1T. Nobody outside of Tesla has gotten the chance to evaluate the Cybertruck because right now it's just a prototype. And it's a tricky thing for Tesla because the Cybertruck that we've seen looks super impressive. I mean, it looks like a prop from a sci-fi movie, but it's hard to see how such a radically designed vehicle will work for people who use pickup trucks every day. I mean, there's a reason why most pickup trucks have a relatively common shape and size. It's because people who use pickup trucks are not looking to drastically change the way they use these vehicles to adapt to a completely novel vehicle.
So should Tesla be worried about a company like Rivian?
I mean, yeah, from the sense that customers are receiving Rivian trucks and none of the millions of people who have put down reservations for a Cybertruck have gotten their hands on a production vehicle yet. So Rivian has easily beaten Tesla to building an actual certified legal, street legal vehicle to sell. So I think that's probably concerning to Tesla.
And I think it's important to point out here that Rivian hasn't exactly done this all by itself. It has a close relationship with a very big company most people have heard of, Amazon. What's that partnership all about, and what stake does Amazon have in Rivian's success?
So Amazon has pledged to purchase 100,000 electric delivery vans from Rivian. Electric vehicles are not yet at the point where they can replace 18-wheelers for huge cargo deliveries, but to get your package to your door, most Amazon vehicles right now are fossil fuel powered, and Amazon wanted to change that. So they've got this contract with Rivian because Rivian also has a large delivery cargo van design that's purely electric. It actually uses the same battery and a lot of the same components that go into the R1T pickup truck. Rivian and Amazon say that this 100,000 vehicle contract will be fulfilled by 2025. That's a lot of vehicles to build, and 2025 is not that far away. So it'll be interesting to see how Rivian delivers on that promise, but that's a great move towards making EVs more mainstream because you can sell a ton of adventure pickups like the R1T, but that doesn't really touch all of the environmental impact of all of these commercial vehicles driving around, the vast majority of which are still fossil fuel powered.
And Amazon makes me think of the way that Rivian and Tesla, for that matter, actually sell their cars. You don't have to go to a dealership. You order it from their website, or you get it at a Rivian store, maybe at the mall. And then you buy Rivian services using Rivian software. It's a lot like owning an iPhone, except it's a truck. Bob, what's up with car companies turning to this more Apple-like business model?
So there's kind of two aspects here. One is any company wants to maintain the maximum control over its product and the customer experience. if you can handle all of your vehicle servicing and all of your upgrades and all of your option packages through the automaker, that's money that they're making, and it's money that's not going out to third parties. When it comes to vehicle sales, most people don't love the experience of going to a dealership to buy a car. There's haggling involved. A lot of times there's a lack of clarity about how much the vehicle's actually going to cost, you know, what you're paying for, why these fees exist. And so startup automakers want to control the dealership experience because they don't want people getting turned off by the act of purchasing the vehicle.
So in terms of the legacy automakers, are the Fords and Chevys of the world gearing up to compete with Rivian and make electric trucks of their own?
The major American car companies make most of their money on pickup trucks and SUVs, and they are some of their most popular models. So now that we've seen that there's interest in EVs, all of the major US automakers have announced electric pickup trucks. So there's the Ford F-150 Lightning. The F-150 is the best-selling vehicle in the US, and the electric version is set to come out soon, and Ford says they already have 150,000 pre-orders from interested customers. Just this week, General Motors announced that the Chevy Silverado is going to launch an all-electric version, which we will see at CES in early 2022, and they're saying it's going to go on sale in 2023. So this has kind of been the year of the electric pickup, and 4 or 5 years ago, I don't think anybody would have predicted that this would have turned around so quickly.
So we'll see the new Silverado at CES. That's the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. It's funny to think about cars as rolling gadgets now, but it's clear that it's happening. Do you think that electric trucks can overtake gas-powered trucks anytime soon?
I think it's going to take a while because people who buy pickup trucks buy them for the capability. They like the fact that these vehicles can haul a lot of gear or a lot of equipment or a lot of work supplies if you're using them in a work setting. And I think it's going to be hard to make mainstream mass-produced pickup trucks that offer all of that, that still appeal to pickup truck buyers, because there is still that concern about electric vehicles being new technology, whereas internal combustion has been refined over the past century, literally 100 years of advancement in internal combustion. I think if we can prove to pickup truck buyers that electric trucks are easy to drive, easy to use, durable, and if we can solve the charging problem of where do you charge and how quickly can you recharge when your battery gets low, that's going to be the biggest hurdle. And I think once we solve that, I think we will see a lot of adoption of electric pickup trucks. And I think that the automakers are smart to pursue electric pickup trucks, because once you get the majority of pickup truck buyers converting to EVs, that's going to be the moment when EVs truly start overtaking fossil fuel powered vehicles, because pickup trucks are so popular and because they have such a attractive image to buyers. We're not going to see an all electric vehicle future until we can get electric pickup trucks out there in the mainstream.
Yeah, it occurs to me that the Rivian being sort of built for adventurous people, going totally off the grid in an electric car right now doesn't make total sense, because eventually the battery is going to die and you won't have anywhere to plug it in.
It's a real concern, and Rivian tries to assuage that concern by this program that they have where they are building charging stations at some of the most popular outdoor adventure destinations in the US. So the dream is that someday you could go to the trailhead where you're going to go hiking or mountain biking or kayaking or camping, and there will be a charger there where you can charge up your electric pickup truck.
And it would certainly blow our grandparents' mind to think of us going to a national park and plugging in our car.
That's when we'll truly achieve the vision of the future, is when you can charge up your silent electric vehicle while looking at the Grand Canyon.
All right, Bob, thanks for joining us.
Adam, it's been a pleasure. This is fun.
In the coming days, Rivian is set to go public, and the car world is holding its breath to see how the stock will perform. So far, reviews for the R1T have been positive, and if that continues, it's possible that Tesla may be facing its first true competitor in the niche electric vehicle market. This is Recode Daily. My name is Adam Clark Estes. Today's episode was produced by Alan Rodriguez Espinosa and engineered by Paul Robert Mouncey. And just a heads up, no new episode on Monday, but we'll be back Tuesday. See you then, and have a great weekend.